Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So you mentioned ESPN. They did lay off about 100 behind-the-scenes production workers. They're really limiting SportsCenter. They are no longer going to run SportsCenter from 7 to 11 p.m. at night over on ESPN News, which I find unfortunate because a lot of times, at night especially, if I'm knocking off early, going to bed at 9 o'clock, I might want to go get 30 minutes of all the news and highlights in the world of sports from the so-called worldwide leader in sports, right? So now I can't get that between 7 and 11 p.m. That to me seems like a terrible thing to do, but I guess they looked at viewership numbers and they realized, well, no one's watching it right now. I thought if they were going to eliminate any elements of SportsCenter, they should eliminate the midday sports centers. I remember when ESPN...
I'm home during the midday.
Sorry, Bob.
I'm in bed. That 7 to 11 thing?
But nothing happens during the day. Like, I remember when ESPN used to cut off SportsCenter at like 11 a.m. Eastern.
Well, midday is when you get caught up on yesterday, right? Kind of?
Well, yeah. But I remember when ESPN first announced we're going to go to SportsCenter all day long. And a lot of people are like, what are you going to talk about all day? Because there is a flow to the news cycle in which things don't happen until the day unfolds. And then there's not the big news until usually later in the afternoon.
What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about nothing.
Talking about sports?
That's it.
That's a sports fan, huh?
That's a show. It's a show about nothing. I got a box of shoes here. We're going to have a guy open it. That's a show.
Right.
What?
They had to staff up. They had to staff up all this production for Midday Sports Center when, you know, people would put it on, sure, but otherwise, who cares? I remember when Sports Center would just like show truck pulls at 2 in the afternoon, which was fine.
Entertainment and sports.
Mm-hmm. What ESPN really needs to do, and maybe they're coming around to it, maybe not, they don't get it, is they need shows. They need shows that are good and compelling and that they own.
What about their roundtable talks when it's either college football or
all of those
NFL?
Shows are boilerplate, if not stupid and childish.
All right, how about
every
this?
Debate show looks the same as the other. They offer microwaved sports opinions that have no nutritional value whatsoever. They're not creative. They're not innovative. They never leave the studio.
You don't want to hear from Mark Schlereth?
It involves
2 in the afternoon.
It involves all the same tired personalities that you've grown to hate anyway.
Well, how about this? How about this then? I don't know if the library is big enough, but it's growing. Why don't we show a 30 for 30 in the middle of the afternoon then?
Be great.
Just roll those out.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that for how long? A month?
Well, until you run out of 30 for 30s.
And then you start
over. But then make more 30 for 30s.
Right. They're always, right. I agree.
Think about this. What does ESPN own? What is their business, basically? Their business is to... Their business is to acquire the rights to sporting events, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NCAA basketball, whatever else, and then to distribute that via cable and satellite providers. They're a distributor. They're a clearinghouse. We'll buy the rights to all these things and we'll televise them, and then we'll let you people get them by way of your cable company and your satellite company. Do they own the actual product?
No, they're licensed to distribute it.
Yeah, they don't own it. And you got to own your stuff. This is why Netflix figured out, hey, we're just a distributor here. What are we doing? We're mailing DVDs out to people. This is not eventually. They quickly realized, oh, crap, people can stream stuff now. Oh, crap, the studios can just bypass it. Why do they need us? And what did Netflix do? They said, we need to start creating our own shows. And they have been creating a lot of very good shows. Allegedly, I have never watched a Netflix series at all of any stripe.
Then you are cheating yourself, my friend.
I'm sure I am. There's a lot of good ones. People talk about them all the time. You got to watch this. You got to watch that.
Yep.
And I'm like, but I'm watching sports. So
just don't watch Orange is the New Black over.
No. Okay. So you know, ESPN.
ESPN, what are they in the business of? They're in the business of booyah. They're in the business of boom goes the dynamite.
Right.
You know, the
and so ESPN.
Don't get a waffle. Get a
waffle, right. <That's>,
right. What ESPN
like
needs.
Like a slave running to the north.
What ESPN needs is they need innovative, unique, quality shows that break the mold of LeBron James is the best player ever. Oh, yeah? No, he's not. Stat, stat, stat. Argument. Hot take. Let's go to break.
Well, this is going to put Stephen A. Smith out of business.
But it should, though, because those shows, even though they get a little bit of ratings, they're not anything that people culturally talk about. I'm talking about an ESPN show in which guys sit around in front of a screen, like, say, MST3K. Did you ever watch Mystery Science Theater?
Sure.
Where they goof on these horrible movies.
Yep.
You need to have like three guys sitting in front of a TV and then ripping ruthlessly on certain players in the NBA or the NFL, or having genuine debates like you and I might have, or someone at a bar stool that gets some people mad around the NBA. People would watch that now, wouldn't they? It's all so controlled. It's all so guarded. It's all so on the up and
well,
up.
Well, they already blew that idea up with those two dudes who made fun of Michelle Beadle. They bought a show that did that.
Barstool Van Talk?
Yeah. And they
it wasn't Beadle. They didn't make fun of Beadle. It was Sam Ponder. But you're right, yeah. Bob. You're right. They made a fatal mistake in kowtowing to Sam Ponder's feelings.
Yeah.
When they should have told her, hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, the company is bigger than your hurt feelings.
So that's...
Because that show may have failed ultimately, but it was different, entirely different than any other thing that ESPN puts out, because it was irreverent, because it was coming from a different angle, that these two clowns were not blow-dried, prim and proper TV, you know, normal sports, I'm Brock Jockington, and here's the scores kind of thing.
Hair.
They didn't wear suits.
No, they paid for this haircut?
Yeah, right. $500.
Trick question. The Brock man don't pay for his haircuts.
Right. But if you were to try to pay for it.
I'd get paid to get haircuts.
Yeah.
Imagine an ESPN in which they have compelling shows that are uniquely different, that are must-see TV, like, oh my God, I got to watch whatever. You know, coming up, that's a great show about the NFL that's unlike anything else I've ever seen. Then they would own that show, and they could profit off it, and they could have a much... They would have a business model that's not hemorrhaging right now, because they're losing subscribers by the droves. And ultimately, they don't own anything. They're just distributing shows. They're distributing the network's product, which increasingly they're going to distribute on their own through Amazon, Google, and other technologies. And there's a lot of talented, creative people out there who would do a great show if they want to go find them. But instead, they just give Mike Greenberg, the walking embodiment of a human kiss ass, his own show for $6 million in the morning.
Hey, he earned that.
Good
he
luck on that.
Golic for how many years? 17?
Who is Mike Greenberg?
I think it was Mike and Mike. Is.
Thank you. Mike That's all Mike. You need. Yeah. That's all you need to say. Who's Mike Greenberg? That's not the kind of show. They should hire an actor who is a big sports fan and say, if you could do any sports show you wanted, Mark Wahlberg, what would you do? Pitch me on it. That's what they should be doing. They should be telling people, pitch us on interesting shows. And if we like it, if it's unique, if it's different, then we'll go ahead and find a way to produce it.